From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Guy Raz, sitting in for Andrea Seabrook. There's a new president in Lebanon today, a country that's been without a leader for 6 months. General Michel Suleiman took office earlier today after being elected by the parliament. The vote breaks a year-and-a-half-long political stalemate. Mohamed Haj Ali has been following the drama. He is the political editor for the pan-Arab newspaper Al Hayat, and he joins us now from London. Welcome.
Thank you.
Lebanon hasn't had a president since November. Why did this take so long?
There has been a stalemate in the political situation. You have two conflicting sides, the pro-Syrian coalition and the anti-Syrian coalition. Since the assassination of Hariri, things started to escalate in Lebanon.
This is former Prime Minister Rafiq Hariri.
Since his assassination, Rafiq Hariri's son and other political figures led the coalition against Hezbollah and his pro-Syrian allies.
One of the first things that the new president, General Suleiman, did today was he said he would strengthen ties with Syria. But as you just mentioned, the controversy over that relationship between Lebanon and Syria has been one of the main reasons for the political turmoil in Lebanon. How significant was that announcement today?
That is very important, because noting that the former Lebanese president, Emil Lahoud, was a very divisive individual, and is a legacy of the Syrian presence in Lebanon, which is in itself also a controversial and divisive issue. This president could play the role of a referee between the conflicting sides in Lebanon, and also can enhance the transition into a new political phase in the country, where we could see a more independent country than the past.
Can General Michel Suleiman, the new president of Lebanon now, can he really bring the country together?
I think he can do a pretty good job in preventing the situation from escalating to violence, like what happened in the past couple of months. He mentioned in his speech specifically about the weapons of resistance, meaning Hezbollah, that we will not allow the weapons to be directed internally.
They will only be directed
against Israeli enemy.
But haven't all the leaders of Lebanon essentially been saying the same thing for months about Hezbollah, that Hezbollah has to disarm?
The importance of this president in particular is that he has strong ties with all parties. And in this regard, he spoke in details about what is to be done about Hezbollah's weapons.
But why would Hezbollah voluntarily disarm simply because now President Michel Suleiman has asked them to do so?
He didn't really ask them to do so. What he did, he wanted to reach a settlement by which there would be a defined relation between the government and Hezbollah's arm and Hezbollah's decision to go into a war with a neighboring country, like what happened in July 2006.
With Israel.
With Israel, exactly. Hmm.
As an observer of Lebanon, how fragile is the political situation there now, even with a new president?
It is fragile to a large extent, since we had a small civil war during the past couple of months. And hopefully we won't reach a stage whereby the political differences will spill into violence in the streets like we had about a month ago.
Mohamed Haj Ali is the political editor of Al Hayat, a leading pan-Arab newspaper. He spoke with us from London. Thanks so much.
Thank you.